Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:21 on a Wednesday in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen. Thank you for joining us. Well, the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy releasing its latest survey of Michigan's local government leaders. It looks at how they're feeling, and apparently they're feeling a lot better on where the state is going. Tom Ivacco is the program manager for the survey. He joins us now to explain why that's the case. Tom, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it seems that many municipalities continue to struggle with annual budget deficits, dropping tax revenues. Are they now beginning to tell you that they think we've hit the bottom of this dynamic?
That's a good question. I have not yet looked at the data on fiscal health. We've just come out of the field recently from this most recent survey, and we're just in the earliest stages of starting to analyze the data. So I haven't really dug in yet on the fiscal health issues. So we're focusing this the first view here on aspects of the governor's job approval and whether the state in particular is heading in the right direction.
And apparently this new survey finds that more local government leaders do in fact believe we're heading in the right direction. How many more and where are we coming from last year?
Yeah, it's a very big increase in the last year. So in the spring of 2011, when we asked local leaders whether they thought the state was heading in the right direction or if we were off on the wrong tracks, 50%, 5-0, thought Michigan was on the wrong track at that point. This year, 50% think we're heading in the right direction. So the percentages really have flipped within the last year. It's pretty significant change.
Well, that is dramatic. Do they give any indication in the survey as to why they feel so differently this year?
Well, so the surveys that we do are pretty extensive. We ask a wide variety of policy topics. We don't have space on there to follow up on this particular question for them to tell us exactly why they think we're heading in the right direction now. But we've done a decent amount of kind of statistical analysis, and the views on whether or not Michigan is heading in the right direction are very strongly correlated with local leaders' opinions about whether state policymakers are doing a good job or not. And so one of the other particular findings from this report we released today is a pretty significant increase in job approval ratings for Governor Snyder in particular.
No kidding. So what is it, what are the numbers on that end? Was he particularly low on that scale last year?
So last year when we asked the question, 37% of local government leaders thought that Governor Snyder was doing either a good job or an excellent job. And this year that has increased to 49%. So that's a pretty big increase in a relatively short time span.
I'm talking to Tom Ivacco, the program manager of this survey of local government leaders in Michigan. It's out from the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. Now, the interesting thing is that the lowest rankings in the survey were reserved for the Republican-led Michigan legislature, just 27% of local officials responding to the survey saying that they rate their performance as good or excellent. So they're actually viewing the Republican legislature and the governor as very separate entities, even though they appear to be working as a single unit?
Yeah, no question about that. The job approval ratings are significantly higher for Governor Snyder than they are for the state legislature. There's been a slight increase in positive job approval ratings for the legislature. Last year, 21% of local leaders thought the legislature was doing a good job or an excellent job, and that increased to 27% this year. But even still this year, 33% of local leaders think the legislature is doing a poor job. So on net, it's a negative view of the legislature's performance.
It's a bit surprising since in terms of policy, it seems that the legislature and the governor have generally been in very much in agreement.
They have been in many aspects, that's right. In some others, I think, we've seen the legislature taking the lead on some issues that, the governor seems somewhat reluctant to go down the same path. And, the legislature is a different dynamic. It's much more complicated beast than simply evaluating an individual like the governor.
Now, the survey includes over 1,300 jurisdictions across the state, which is amazing that so many exist. Do you leave any local governments out?
Well, we the survey, this Michigan Public Policy Survey, it's more like a census approach. We contact every unit of general purpose local government in the state. So that's every county, city, township, and village, and there's 1,856 of them. We got responses from, as you say, 1,329 this year, which is a 72% response rate, which is pretty remarkable for survey research.
I'm guessing the results must be dramatically different when it comes to the responses you get when you go to government leaders in Flint or Detroit versus those in maybe Grand Rapids or maybe Ann Arbor. Do you find stark differences when it comes to these municipalities dealing with, you know, potentially very different issues?
Yeah, we do often. We have not, in the report that we released today, we did not break the analysis down by region. We usually do in the reports that we put out, and we very often find significant differences by community type. So big cities versus small villages, we find very different policy perspectives. We often find very significant differences by region as well. We did not do that in this particular report.
Do you get a sense in the survey of what these local leaders consider the top priorities moving forward and where their most pressing concerns are?
We did not ask this time around for for the most pressing problems that they're facing. Although, based on policy debates that were going on this spring, I think it's fairly safe to say that one of the biggest concerns for a wide variety of local governments at this point is what's going to happen with the personal property tax. Once that comes back up on the agenda in Lansing, I think that's kind of on a hiatus until the election is done. But I think there's a lot of concern at the local level about potentially losing revenue from that source.
The takeaway from the survey then is that local government leaders do feel that the more of them now, 50% feel we're going in the right direction. What percentage of them feel we're going in the absolutely wrong direction?
This year, I believe 35% of local government leaders think that we're off on the wrong track. Last year, that was 50%. So that's changed dramatically. But that's still, a sizable portion. Over a third of local government leaders think we're not heading in the right direction.
I guess and that leaves the 15 that have no idea.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And in terms of the further analysis of it, are you going to go further into trying to get an understanding of the issues that are driving their viewpoints on the governor as compared to the legislature, or is that generally not going to come out of the data here?
I'm not sure if we'll get that kind of comparison. We will be doing a lot of analysis on issues that are really important to local communities and to their local government leaders. So upcoming reports are going to focus on fiscal health. That's probably going to be our next one. We're also going to look at opinions on the emergency manager law, opinions on the personal property tax. And in particular, also opinions about relations with local government labor unions. And I think one of the most interesting reports we'll have coming up is going to look at local views on whether the system of funding local government in Michigan is working okay or if it's kind of broken.
Well, it's certainly changed, although the EFM law, their viewpoints on that should be interesting since it is the primary issue that could affect so many governments, although very few have been touched so far. Tom Ivacco, program manager of this new survey of local government leaders in Michigan, headed by the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the U of M Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. Tom, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Now, we're going to come back now and talk to a gun shop owner in Colorado. The shop he owns is about 12 miles away from Aurora, Colorado, where the shooting took place on Friday. I'm going to talk to him about this. What we're finding out now is there's been a spike in folks in the Colorado area. They're buying guns, looking to buy guns, and applying for their concealed weapons permits. I'll try to get his perspective on that phenomenon, and we'll discuss the weaponry involved in the case, have him explain some of that with his expertise. That is next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.